Where'd you get the bulldozer? How'd that bulldozer come about?
We wanted to, you know, the Meadowbrook, the road into the Meadowbrook was elevated.
It was like my father calls it a causeway through a swamp, right?
Through a swamp.
The two ponds
were always there.
Ponds were there?
Well, not deep like they are now, but they were always swampy, mud holes.
Yeah.
And the road was about that high. They built the road in to get to the building. And I remember when I was teaching Nana how to drive. I was teaching her to drive, and she went right off down the embankment.
Ooh.
This is going.
What was it like? Just a shale gravel road? It could have been.
Yeah, it was just a plain. Yeah, it was a road about as wide.
Just built up with earth and gravel and rocks.
I guess so.
Was it paved?
No, I wouldn't think so. Not in the beginning. Yeah. Later on, we paved it. So the bulldozer, one day we seen an ad in the paper in Brooklyn.
Oh, my goodness.
In Brooklyn, bulldozer for sale.
Holy mackerel.
And it was an old relic, like you see a dinosaur today. It was an old gasoline-operated, junk, crummy little thing, you know, old, you know, like you see. So we went down there, Grandpa and I went down, and we looked at it, and we bought it for $1,000. And we had it trucked up here, you know, and so on.
Do you remember when? What year you bought it?
Oh, God.
Just because I'm trying to get at how long that old road was in there. So, in other words, you bought this because you wanted to get rid of that road.
We bought the place in 42. It might have been maybe around the 50s, mm-hmm. early 50s, you know.
And you wanted the bulldozer so you could deal with that road.
We wanted to, we knew we needed a bulldozer. We wanted to kind of open the ponds up, mm-hmm. the muck, and put the dirt up from both sides, and we do that. And so we bought this old thing running by gas. I'm telling you, it was a skeleton. Funny look, I wish we had it today.
Wow.
It would be worth money.
I've never even seen a picture of it.
No. And so Grandpa would be the operator, you know. He would push that dirt. And we were making a nice pond. In the meantime, we're filling in what you know now as the lawns. But the island, it was just, we get stuck. We get down there and put rocks and get full of mud and try to get the bulldozer loosened up again. Well, it was impossible to get rid of that island. So I said, Dad, just leave it. So it's all around, you know, the way it is now. Just leave it, he says. And which we had no choice, really. We couldn't, unless we got a big, back in those days, you couldn't get a nice big excavator and just dig it out, you know. So we left it. And we had a couple of old telephone poles. And I put two telephone poles from the mainland to the island and put a couple of slats in there just so we can get onto the island, you know. It turned out to be a blessing in disguise because one day I'm doing a wedding and I see a bride and bridal party standing on this rickety old bridge to take pictures. The photographer had them on this rickety, God almighty, we could have got sued. And that's when we decided we would build the gazebo and the bridge. And I remember we had these steel beams brought in and put there, you know, put down. But we couldn't, how were we going to get them across the water? These steel beams, you know. So I says, okay, what we'll do, we'll build a nice, on each side, a foundation for these beams. And came winter, when the ice froze, we slid them across and got them on there. And that's how we built the bridge.
Now, the bulldozer that I know of is that big modern bulldozer.
Okay,
so
the
when
second
did that one come?
Well, I guess we bought that in a local place, someplace locally. Somebody must have seen that in the paper and bought it, you know.
Did you want it for a specific use or just?
Well, I guess we just felt we needed a bulldozer because we bulldozed underneath the motel. we build those, the parking lot, we build those. Yeah, we needed a bulldozer. Yeah. And we ran it. We did a lot of work with that bulldozer.
Great. So that bulldozer dug the foundation for the motel?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Dug the foundation.
Did you all run it?
Did the parking lot. Oh, yeah.
You all ran it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uncle John didn't run it, but I ran it. And when we made the new parking lot after we built the Cavalier Room, we had to grade all that ground up, you know. And
is it still around, the bulldozer? I don't think it is.
No, we sold it. We sold it. It cracked. I stupidly put water in a hot engine and cracked it. Cracked the block.